Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Bessie Fletcher and I'm your host for today. I'm excited. Good day, if they could say good day to be alive. Yes, it's an exciting day here in Florida. Beautiful day out. I hope everybody's doing well. And we'll enjoy the show today. Let's see what we're doing here today. We are talking about blessings. Blessings, blessings, blessings. I was excited to get up this morning and actually hear what was coming into my head and into my heart to share with you today. First of all, I'd like to thank God for this opportunity to be able to get up, feel good, and to be energized in spirit to have a conversation with mothers and daughters and all of the listening audiences around the world. What a great opportunity. Thank you, God. Thank you for choosing me for such a venture. I truly, truly enjoy it. I can't think of a better thing than this for me, than to be able to talk and to share. So as we get started today, again, for people that are coming on, I'm Dr. Bessie Fletcher. I'm your host. I thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to tune in to the Mother and Daughter Bonding Roundtable here on Blog Talk Radio. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m., 10 to 11. We come together, mothers and daughters, sharing a word, sharing our hearts and our spirit and our soul to other mothers and daughters. And there are many that are listening, you know, that are getting what mothers are sharing. I mean, when we're talking, you could feel that it's coming from the heart and being able to share that with you, but the spirit connects. And when they share, when mothers and daughters come on and they share their stories, I'm sure you can feel that it's genuine and the spirit connects to your spirit, and that will be a blessing to you. So there are many types of blessings, and that being one of the main ones, being able to hear, because, you know, faith comes by hearing. And if we don't hear things, then we don't have the ability to believe. So I encourage you, if spirit speaks to you and it's something in your heart, don't let an evil thought steal it from you, because only you're going to be the one that's going to miss out on the blessing. Because if God touch your heart and say, tell them, then there's someone out there that needs to hear it, and that's the way God is going to bless that person, is through you. He uses us as a human, to the body, to walk, to help someone, to use our hands, our legs, our eyes, our mouth, our heart. But he's going to tell you, share that story, because he knows who's out there listening. And if you don't do that, then you just disobey God and you cut yourself out of a blessing. Because, you know, it's like a seed. A seed, once you sow it, it will grow and manifest. But if he tell you to sow that seed, that word or that thought or that feeling, and you don't do that, then, you know, why even try to pay your tithes? It's the same thing, you know. And he's not asking you for tithes. He's asking you to share your experiences and then share how God brought you through that or what you're going through, and then that will motivate another one of his children to hold on and to believe. So I thank you, all the mothers and daughters that are talking and that are listening and that are putting it out there and helping others to believe that what God says is true, and you'll be a blessing to them. I thank you so very much for that. Today we're going to get short on the announcements. Basically, you can reach us at 347-539-5078. You can click 1 to join the conversation, or you can go to www.blogtalkradio and look for the Mother and Daughter Bonding Network. Click in, listen to it, and if you want to, just dial us up and join the conversation by dialing 347-539-5078. 5078 and click in once. We'll be glad to hear from you. I'm noticing now we're getting a lot of new callers, you know, people stepping out and beginning to say hello, and I appreciate that. Our topic today is an exciting topic for me. Of course, every Saturday I say the same thing is exciting because, you know, I just feel like the inspiration came through, and, of course, I wrote it down as I heard it, as I believe that I heard it through God, and I get excited because I get to tell it. You know, mothers and daughters learning how to use their vision to receive their blessings. And when that topic came to me, I was like, wow, it's just right on time for what I'm studying at this moment. And so it was a very good lesson for me to listen how all of the things that I've been studying for the last couple of weeks came together, and God decided that, well, this is your topic for today. Mothers and daughters learning how to use their visions to receive their blessings. Again, I'm Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and I'm your host for the Mother and Daughter Bonding Roundtable here on Blog Talk Radio, a place where mothers and daughters come to have an honest conversation. I like that. It's a healing place. It's a healing place. You come in, you're going to be blessed. Someone is going to bless you with a word. So tell your friends, you know, just come and listen. You know, you're going to be blessed. You're going to hear something. Because I just don't believe God is getting us up on Saturday morning, every Saturday morning, and not being a blessing to someone. And I know that to be true because I get the calls and I get the emails and I get the messages how people are being blessed, and the things that maybe I said or a caller said that a person said, when she said that, I knew it was about me. So it's just always there. And I can't always deliver the messages. It's not all about me. That's why God put us all together. Because we all have different lives, different experiences, and there are different people that's going to match different ones. So we all are ministering to each other. So don't depend on me totally. I'm depending on you to help me because we are talking about a conversation. And to have a conversation, you know, you got to have a dialogue. And I can't dialogue by myself. So I appreciate it. I want to give you an update on the Mother and Daughter Cruise. The cruise is in November. We leave out on the 13th, but prior to the 13th, the night of November the 12th, we're having the Mother and Daughter Cinderella Ball. So I want you to think about it. If you want to enter the contest to become Miss Cinderella of the Year, you know, you might want to let us know. We're looking at that. It's going to be a Cinderella pageant in conjunction with the ball. And then that Sunday on the 13th, after we had the ball, we're going to get up and get down to the cruise ship, and around 4 o'clock we're going to leave, and we're going to Jamaica. First stop will be Key West, and then we're going to the Grand Cayman Islands, and then on to Jamaica with a couple of days out to sea. So if you're interested in that, you know, the interior rooms are $592.04, and if you want a balcony, it's $762.04. We're working on some what they call window cabins because we are a group. They're having to work some out so that we have a few. But $75 is your deposit. You need to get that in as soon as possible so you can secure these prices. And because prices are subject to change depending on the time. Just like anything else with the airline, you know, it's the price today, but tomorrow it may change, and we have no control over that. So we look forward to you. We had a mother and daughter cruise last November. We had a ball. So you don't want to miss this. If you want to, as some of the ladies said to me, can I bring my husband? Yes, bring your husband, your son. The male members of your family are more than welcome. And they can have a good time while we are out doing our staying in session. And I guarantee you we're only going to have sessions on the day that we are at sea. We won't interfere with the time that you can go out and have some fun when we're at dock. So we're being attentive to that so that you can have a good time as well. If you want to call me, you can call me at 786-462-6470, or you can email me at drbessie1@gmail.com. So drbessie1@gmail.com or 786-462-6470. 6470. And we can talk about basically, you know, your schedule, what you want to do on the cruise. Also, I am taking, this is a request that a lot of people have asked me, can they call me and talk to me about various problems or issues? I am a psychologist. I'm not only specializing, I specialize in mother and daughter relationships, but that's not all what I do. I am a psychologist, clinical psychologist. So I do have other clients that are male or relationships. I deal with individuals that's having problems with their marriage, some ladies problems with their boyfriends, or some men problems with their wives or their girlfriends. So, you know, it's a combination. It's all basic. I am still a psychologist. So if you would like to have one session, two sessions, you need to talk, call me. Call me at 786-462-6470, and we'll schedule an appointment. You don't have to agree to a long-term counseling session. I don't believe in that. I believe that sometimes you can have one session and just get clarity so that you can move on. So if you need me, call me. I'd like to thank the Ambassador Daughters for all that they do, and the Vision Board group that we meet on Monday night at 8 o'clock, and I think they're going to love the show today. I hope every last one of them are on here, because God just sort of tied in. We've been doing it now, I think, about 8 weeks or so, 8 or 9 weeks, and the growth is just outstanding, the mind, the development, and the vision process. I wish everybody that listened on Saturday morning would be a part of the Vision Board. And you might want to join after today, okay? Today our topic, stimulating topic, is mother and daughters learning how to use their visions to receive their blessings. This month our show is being sponsored by Dr. Gloria Magruder. Dr. Magruder is a Christian clinical psychologist, and she is sponsoring this month's show in honor of her mother, Mrs. Sarah McClam, who is now in heaven, beautiful lady. And I was hoping that we would have a little information on her. I can tell you, she has been a God-fearing lady all of her life. I was raised in her presence. I've never known her to be anything but a godly woman, always encouraging Dr. Magruder and myself that we could be whoever, you know, we wanted to be. We put our heart to it and believe God and listen to God, that we would turn out to be godly women. And I thank God for that, because I can listen now to a lot of things that she said to me, and that has really helped me grow and to be the person that I am today. And I look back now and I think, and those words of encouragement has made me become a godly woman, because being raised in a southern town, a lot of times everybody was your mother, and she certainly played that role in my life as well. Special thanks to my new laptop gift. I will say that, because this is a miracle in itself, being able to get up and not worry if I'm going to get online or have to fight for 30 minutes to get online. So this is a miracle in process. Again, a stimulating topic is mothers and daughters learning how to use their vision to receive their blessing. Now, although our topic is on how to use your vision, I want to start with your blessing and bring it back to your vision. I want to start from the end and kind of roll it back just a little bit, because most people have heard a lot about blessings. You know, we always talk about blessings, blessings, blessings. But, you know, a lot of times people don't really know what a blessing is. They've heard it. They think they know. Or it's just become one of those words that we hear in church all the time. And if you ask yourself, can you really write down, if you had a pen or piece of paper now, what you think, what blessing means, write that down and see what you come up with in your interpretation of the blessing. And then we're going to come back to the vision. And I'm going to show you how the vision and the blessing tie together. Those two things are connected. They're not separate things. The vision is not separate from the blessing. Okay, so now let's look at what is a blessing. In order to have something, you must know what it is that you have or what it is that you want. So a blessing is a gift from God. A blessing is a dedication. It is a sacred sign. It is a thing that shows approval from God. When you get a blessing, you have approval from God. It gives you permission to go ahead. In other words, it's a miracle. A miracle. Because God has given you an okay to go ahead. He has blessed and honored you for your request. And a miracle is a wonder, a sensation, a vision, or a dream. Now, did you get that? A miracle is a wonder, a sensation. And what is that next word? A vision or a dream. So you can't have a miracle, which goes back to a blessing, without vision. So one without the other, it's not going to happen. You got to have it all together in order for it to happen. And I'm just talking about what's written here in the Bible. A miracle is a wonder. Okay? So when we hear those words which are written in the Bible, when Jesus said, "My people perish because of the lack of vision," it should make you think, you know, you should say to yourself, am I using my visualization to obtain the realization of my prayer? And I'll say that again because I kind of blundered over that a little bit. It should make you think, am I using my visualization to obtain the realization of my prayer? You think about that. You could pray, and like I said, you know, Jesus, don't be up there using a lot of words. You know, that's why he gave you a very simple prayer. But sometimes people think they got to pray until the cows come home, you know, to get God to hear. If I don't say a lot of words, then he's not going to hear me. I just got to keep saying this because then the more I say it, God is going to hear me. God, I'm keep telling you. And I know because I do it, and I'm getting better at it. So this lesson is good for me as it is for you. So don't take it personal now. We're just going to go through this. And I'm looking at it, I'm thinking, Lord, I need to use less words. Because, you know, anybody that's on this radio show knows that I'm a talker. And as a talker, we tend sometimes to talk ourselves in and out of things. So this is a good point for us to listen to, a good point to take in. So when we're talking about in spirituality, visions comprise of inspirational renderings, generally of a future state and of a supernatural being, and are believed by Christian followers. We're talking about a spiritual vision, an inspirational rendering, and we're talking about a supernatural being. Because in order to get a miracle, it's supernatural. It is not something that I could do as a human state, because if that was it, I would do some things and change things that are in my life now. But as I look back and as I was getting this message, God was showing me, he said, you know, everything that's happening into your life now that you may think, oh, God, where are you? Why am I going through this? He said, I allow these things to happen because when you get to this place where these things come together, and I don't want to jump ahead of myself because I'm going to tell you about that later on, then I step in with a miracle because that's how I get my glory. We'll talk about that. Just hold on. I don't want to get ahead. Some take the word vision to be synonymous with aspirational experiences. A vision generally has more clarity than a dream because when you're visualizing, normally you're in the normal state of mind. Usually, when you're dreaming, you're in a sleep-like state. So then you may question that. You may question the clarity of a dream. I had a dream. How many times have you gotten up and you had a dream and it was so real and you said, wow, that was so real. I felt like I was there. And you wonder what that means. So you have some fuzzy kind of a thought about that dream. And therefore, you may not have faith in that dream as much as you would have the faith in the vision that you were sitting and projecting at a time when you thought, I'm alert. But are you alert? That's like the chicken and the egg, which come first? You know, are you the dream, or are we living in the dream, or the dream is in us? A lot of ifs. But religious visions are generally categorized as miracles. And when people hear miracles, sometimes they are astonished. They're like, oh, miracle. It's not a miracle for me. But they will accept. They don't want to accept the fact that God can give them a miracle, but they will accept the fact that God can give them a blessing. And a blessing and a miracle is no different. That's all God does. It's miracles. And we'll talk about that as we go down. And now that's what brings us all together to be one mind today. It's the fact that we're going to look at visions, dreams, blessings, and miracles. And it says, if you don't have a vision, you can't get a blessing, which are your miracles now. And that brings us back to the one thing that I believe is the platform for receiving your miracles. And anybody that knows me, I've been doing this for 30 years, and this has been the platform of which I work on. I don't care what training I'm doing. I don't care where I'm speaking, church, school, wherever. Everything is based on this because this is my calling. This is what God has asked me to do, and I cannot deviate from that. So it is always going to be woven in to whatever conversations I'm having or seminars or whatever it is that's going on. This will be a part of it, and that is the intro conversation. And for the people that may be new on the line, let me tell you what it is. It's your words create your thoughts, and your thoughts create your visions, and your visions create your reality, which are your miracles now. Because, see, you get a thought, and then you get your words, and you speak it, and then all of a sudden you start thinking, and then all of a sudden you start seeing, and then all of a sudden, you know, if you believe it, you start living it. That's the miracle. It came from within you, from the supernatural to the natural. You can't have a blessing if you can't see yourself or can't see that blessing in your life. You can't have what you can't see. If you don't see it, you can't believe it. Because you have got to see that you got to have the vision. The vision, once you see it and you get the vision, then you can believe it. You got to see it. You got to know that in your heart and soul that it's possible. You got to believe God can do that. So, mothers, if we don't have the vision, we can't teach the vision process to our daughters. How do you want to teach somebody something that you don't know? It's impossible. I can't go and tell a heart surgeon how to perform heart surgery on somebody. I don't know anything about performing heart surgery. So don't feel bad. If you don't know something, you don't know something. That's why we're here. We're here to learn. There's a lot of things I don't know. So I know I can't venture out into that. But if I want to become a heart surgeon, I'm going to have to go to school. I'm going to have to learn the process. And as I learn the process, then my faith, I start hearing about the heart, I start hearing about the process, what it takes to do heart surgery, how long the person takes to recover, and then all of a sudden I start seeing it in my mind's eye, and then I start believing it, and then I can become a heart surgeon. You know, that's why little children have no problem with that. Little children will play imaginary friends. Little children will have these adventures in their minds, and they will live through it. See, the visions are in your heart. And your visions are your requests to God. God sees your vision. He says, I see your heart. That's what he means. I see your vision. I see what's in your heart. I see what you're thinking. And you have what's in your heart. He said, I will give you the desires of your heart. So if you don't have what you really want in your heart, then you're not going to get it. Because God's word is true. I will give you the desires of your heart, and your desires are your visions. And Jesus said, as he said, truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Well, your heart and the kingdom is within you. They are within you. So in order to enter, you've got to believe. You've got to be in a childlike state. You can't rationalize. You can't theorize. You can't, you know, justify. Just to say, if this equals this, and I can move that over here, then maybe that's true. Because you don't have that kind of knowledge. God didn't give it to you. He wants you to trust him. All you got to know is say, God, I know you're true. And I know what you say is the truth and it's honest. You're faithful to your word. Now, I got to figure out how I'm going to get this vision in my heart and hold it there and believe, because you got to have that faith on it. God can't work if you don't have the faith. And a lot of times people say, well, you know, I had faith and I was believing. And then you talk yourself out of it. So we're going to talk about how to do it in a quick second. Just a split second is what it's going to take. You have to learn how to go within to progress without, to get the things that you need to operate in the earthly realm. In order to get a miracle, you must know what it is and not what you think it is or what you heard others say it is. You've got to know. So just as I was speaking of being a heart surgeon, there's no way I'm going to believe I can go in, take a person and a scalpel and cut into their chest and adjust some valves and whatever they do to put that heart back in operational procedures. There's no way that's going to happen. I'm afraid the person might die because I don't have the knowledge. So what I'm challenging you today is to research miracles. Research what God says. Research how this goes. Get it in your spirit. Don't just take what I say. Get it into your spirit. I'm just planting a seed in your mind. How do you get it? In order to get it, a miracle, you must know what it is. And I mean, you must know that you know that you know that you know what it is. Not what Dr. Bessie say it is. Not what your mama say it is. You have to know in your spirit. That's the very first thing. It is your personal intro conversation with God. As you project your vision from your heart or your spirit to God's heart and spirit, he will see what you have on your heart, and he will judge you accordingly. You first have to say it. You have to see it, and then you believe it to project a vision from your heart. Now think about it. You can't project something that you're not seeing. You got to say it first because everything starts with the word. Now we're in his image, and his image is that he spoke. He said it. He saw it, and he said, that is good. That is good. That's the mindset. We can't get too intellectual when we are dealing with spiritual beings and spiritual thoughts, because we don't need to go there. That's what you do in the world realm. Here, you got to be intellectual. People are judging you by your intellect. God don't judge you by your intellect. God judges you by your faith and your belief in him, that he is all God and he's big enough that there's nothing you can think of that he cannot do. And he gets pleasure for you to think of the biggest things that you can possibly think of, and it's still not big enough. But think about it. Now, there are some challenges to it. I'm not trying to tell you it's so easy that you can just slide down the slope and on a slippery slide and everything just works out fine. No, the bigger your dreams, the bigger your vision, the more challenges you may get. So that's when you fight the faith of the good faith. If you say, you know, I'm believing for $1 billion. See, you really got to see that $1 billion in your life. You got to see yourself moving, living, driving, being in the circles of people with billions of dollars. You've got to know and see the banks in which you got your billions of dollars in. See, it's just not saying, I'm a billionaire, I want to be a billionaire. You've got to see the whole picture. And that's a lot of facets there that you got to pull together to see. But that's your vision. And that's nothing to God. But the only thing that will keep you from getting it is that you got to pull all this together and make sure you got enough faith to believe that I say it, I see it, I believe it, and I'm sticking with it. Now, the one thing that we do is that we talk ourselves out of it, because as we are challenged with other things, then something will slip in there and say, oh, you think you're going to be a billionaire? Please. You ain't. I have enough money to put gas in your car. I'm going to become a billionaire. You got to say, I don't care. God says he will do what? He'll give me the desires of my heart. And in my heart, I believe that. And I will not deviate. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care if I don't have a crumb to eat. I believe. That's a fight, but you got to fight it, and you got to hold on to it, and you got to just, like a rope on a boat, in a windfall, you've got to tie a knot and hold on with your dear life, knowing that you're not going to steal this vision from me. And no matter what it looks like, hold on. Because the minute you decide to let loose, you just don't know. You could have been right there, and you missed it. A miracle brings signs and wonders. Now, the sign is the miracle, and the wonder is the reaction, is your reaction to the miracle. People go, oh my God, did you see that? They're amazed. Every miracle brings wonder. Wonder. People just get wonderfied, if that's a word. You know, they get excited. They, you know, and if you listen to people that have gone through the process, when they're telling you about the miracle, one gentleman I know is a minister, he said, I was on a project, and I needed a few million dollars, and we just had to stop the project, just couldn't do anything. And I said, God, okay, you told me to do this. I saw the vision. I believe we got started. I don't know where it's coming from. I know you're going to do it. I'm putting it in your hand, but I'm going to have faith to believe that you're going to do this. Needed some money the next day. He said he got on the elevator. He and a couple of other, about three or four other ministers, they were at a conference. They got on the elevator. They were talking, just general conversation. And just as the elevator began to close, a lady stuck a hand through the door. And she entered, and she turned her back to him and faced the door. And just as she mashed the button, just as the door opened for her to get off, she turned, and she called him by his name. His name was Jerry Savelle. He's a minister. So she looked at him, and she said, are you Jerry Savelle? And he said, yes, I am. She said, I thought so. And she reached in her jogging pants, her coat, and she pulled out this envelope, and she said, God asked me to give this to you. And she walked off the elevator. And he said he was amazed. He said, oh, my God. And he opened it up, and everybody there was, like, looking like, what was it? What did she give you? What did she give? And it was the exact amount of millions of dollars that he needed for the next day. So when you hear that, God don't love Jerry Savelle no more than he loves me or you. And I'm sure he would say that. But he held on to his faith. And nothing can take it away from you but you. So everybody in the elevator with him was like, oh, wow. You know, there was the wonder. That's God. That's God. A miracle is the power that makes the impossible possible. And that's what God likes to do for you. Having your daughter was a miracle. And I can't stress that a lot, enough. You know, people realize having a baby is a miracle. You see people pregnant and people walk around and they don't realize what's going on, but it's a miracle. Transforming for 9 months, and then all of a sudden one day, there is the wonder. That miracle happens, and the parents, the grandparents, especially the grandparents, you know how I am about grandparents, they're in awe. Oh, my goodness, look at her. She is absolutely adorable. God specialized in miracles. Everything that he does is miraculous. Otherwise, why do it? He wants to get your attention. He wants you to know it's him. He wants you to have that house. He wants you to have that car. He wants you to have the life, the good life. But he can't give it to you if you don't have faith. See, he gave us one stipulation, by your faith. So whatever is happening in your life at this time, just know that God wants nothing better than to turn it into a miracle. Just hold on to that thought. You know, I know this seems like it's crazy, but I know God wants nothing better for me than to turn it into a miracle. Why not? If you are a child of God, then he wants nothing but a miracle in your life. He can't get glory from you until you have been miracled. You've got to have a miracle. You've got to have a testimony. He wants you to go and tell it to somebody. And he's not going to give you just some simple thing. He's going to give you something that is a miracle that when you are talking and testifying, people are going to be in wonder. They're going to wonder. They're going to be in awe. They want to know, how did you do it? What did you do? How did you talk to God? What made God do that for you? I need some of that. And that's how he gets his glory. Now, he takes a cancer that seems impossible, and he'll make it disappear. And people wonder, wow, she had cancer. The doctor said she had 3 weeks to live, and all of a sudden they went back and it was gone. What happened to it? I don't know. Well, that must have been God. Heart attack. Not going to make it. God. Miracle. Wonder. Made the blind to see. That's why when Jesus came along, if you notice everything that Jesus did in his travel, it was miracles because he wanted people to know the goodness of God. In order to do that, God gave him signs. He did it. Miracles happened. Wonders. People was like, wow. It's like the man that was lame, and his buddies were saying to them, yeah, you know, man, we're going to take you in there. Jesus is coming, you know, and the house and everything was full. They couldn't get in. The yard was full. The porch was covered. And they said, man, we're going to get you in there. He said, well, you know, I can't get up and walk. He said, don't worry about it. We're going to get you in there. And he looked up and he said, Lord, God, you know, help me now, you know. How are we going to get him in here? You told us to bring him. And he looked up and he saw the roof of the house. And he said, you know what? There's nobody up there. We're going to go up on this roof. And somehow or another, they managed to go up there, chipped into that roof, and dropped him down in front of Jesus. And can you imagine him looking at Jesus and Jesus looking at him? And Jesus was having a difficult time with the people in there anyway because they were intellectuals. They were people of education, too much education to realize what a miracle and spiritual beings could do, but they had to see it from an intellectual point of view. Finally, Jesus had someone that he says, what? You're forgiven for your sins. Get up, take your bed, and walk. So the man what? Got up, take his bed, and walked. He did it fast. You got to do it fast. Because if you notice, Jesus was a man of very few words. He did not prolong it. He said what? You're forgiven for your sins. And then he said, take up your bed and walk. See, the guy didn't have time to think about it. Because if we think about it and we try to intellectualize it, then what we're going to do is miss the blessing because, see, you've got a split second. The minute you hear that your sins and believe that your sins are forgiven, right then you're going to say that right now, this moment, I believe that I, and you say it and believe it, boom, and that's it. Don't think about it because you'll talk your way out of it. The first thing you will say is, I don't believe I can do this. I'm not worthy of this blessing. You know, don't think about it. Another story, when the man came to Jesus and said, you know, my daughter is dying. Can you come and help me? And then they came and said, your daughter's dead. And the guy was losing his faith. He saw his faith drop. He said, don't do it. Look at me. Hold on to your faith. She's not dead. Look at me. Keep your eyes in my eyes. Don't lose your faith. Because he knew if he lost his faith, there was nothing he could do. She's not dead, believe me. They went, what? Called her name. She woke up. See, everything is about faith, but you got to have a vision. And that vision, when he said, don't lose your faith, he means still see her alive. Still believe that she's living. And I can do this for you. So now if you're ready to receive a blessing today, this is what you got to do. You find your quiet place where you can meditate with God. And first of all, give thanks and thanksgiving. Get yourself clear, your mind clear. And you got to believe that, you know, I'm a Christian. And I'm talking to people that are Christians. And if you're not a Christian, the only thing you got to do is ask God. You just got to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You got to believe that he died for your sins. And you got to believe that he was raised from the dead and that he's sitting at the right-hand side of God. You believe that in your heart, then you're just as much a Christian as anybody else. I don't care how many years they proclaim Christianity. Once you believe that and you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you're in the running to get the blessing. So then all you got to do now is give thanksgiving. Thank God for all that he's done. Every day you wake up, you're walking around, and you have an opportunity. Don't listen to the conversations that are coming from the left that are telling you that this is not going to happen, and don't you believe Dr. Bessie, because it's not going to happen. Well, it is going to happen. It's going to happen if you say it happened. It's going to happen. Then you go into your heart, and you look at your heart, and you look at all the desires that you have, and look at all the visions that you put behind and that you just put aside, because every time you came up with an idea, every time you came up with a thought, I want to go into business, I want to do this, or I want my life, I want my freedom, I want to live, I don't want to be in this prison anymore, whatever that prison is, drugs, bad relationships, no job, I don't want to be in this anymore. Then it can disappear. But you got to have the faith. You got to go in your heart, and you got to rest and believe. Then think about all of the miracles that Jesus performed. I just told you about a few. Go into the Bible. Don't take my word for it. Look at all the miracles and look what and listen to what he said. He was very sharp. It's like the one thing that he did with every blessing, he forgave the person for their sins. See, first, you got to know you're forgiven for your sins, because if you think that you have something that you believe that God has not forgiven you for, you can't receive the blessing. You can have one thing in your heart, no condemnation. You got to get rid of all of that. You got to go in and forgive yourself, and you got to believe. When we did the forgiveness for 21 days, it showed me. It's cleaning out. That's a book I wrote, 70 times 7. You know, if you want it, call me. It cleans you out. It cleans out those old thoughts of, I've done so many wrong things, I'm so ashamed. If you are ashamed, not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And I'm telling you from my experience, and the reason I'm saying this, and you can hear the excitement in my voice, and I know I'm going over in the time, but I just feel I have to say this, because this is what happened to me this week. I was asking God, I said, God, you know, why? I know I don't deserve to ask you why. I'm doing all that I know within my heart and soul. You know, what is it that I'm doing wrong? And I couldn't think of a thing. And on Thursday morning at 3 o'clock, God woke me up and he said, "Set up, I'm going to talk to you." And he said to me, "You need to call this gentleman." And I was aboard calling this gentleman because I felt I was a little embarrassed and ashamed because I made a promise and didn't keep it. I went through all of this stuff. And then when I said, "Lord," and I tried not to do it, he said, "Call him." Because I didn't realize I had condemned myself, which was holding up blessings. I called him, and the gentleman said, "I'm so glad you called me. I didn't have your number, and I was wondering, you know," and it was, God had fixed it, so it was nothing like Satan had built up and scared me and "Oh, you shouldn't do this." And I promised God then I would never do that again because I didn't realize that was a sense of fear, that was a sense of unbelief, and that was a little niche that was holding up my blessings. You cannot get blessings with condemnation in your heart. You've got to get rid of that in order to receive the blessing. So, as I say to you now, whatever it is, look at it. But just know that Jesus died for all of your sins, so nothing really, you don't have any sins. You're clear. And once you get that in your heart and you feel it in your heart, right at that second, you say, "Right now, this second, I believe," and you ask God for what you want. It's just that quick. Very few words. You don't have to stay on your knees and pray all night. Just do it. And watch miracles come into your life. And you do it for everything. Because, Jesus said, because of your sin, you are forgiven. In your faith, you are forgiven. And then he cast out whatever it was. Because of your faith, your sins are forgiven. So there's nothing that you've done. There's nothing that you can do that you will not be forgiven for, except for blaspheming against the Holy Spirit. That's all I've seen. Now, that's my own opinion. I'm not a Bible scholar. I'm just telling you about the light that I have and the knowledge that I have as of now. So if you're talking too much, you know, are you asking for and believing, and then in that split second you talk yourself out of it? Sometimes he says, put your hand over your mouth. You have to put your hands over your mouth. Don't talk. Once you say it, just believe it and walk on. Don't say another word. And in that split second, when you feel in your heart that Jesus has forgiven you, when you feel in your heart that you believe it, and at that second, you must say, "I believe that right now, this second, I believe that I'm sin-free, and I believe I receive and call it out, and so be it." Thank you. I hope this is information that you can use. I hope that it be a blessing to you. It has certainly been a blessing to me this week. I can't tell you the difference it has made in my life. I hope you could feel it in my voice because I have been set free this week. Did not know there was a niche that was holding me back. Thank you for listening. Okay, I'm opening up the lines. Anybody want to talk about it, want to share? I thank you for listening. May God be may it be a blessing. Mothers, take this information and please, you get it. Teach it to your daughters so that they can teach it to the next generation. And that's what we're doing with this Mother and Daughter Crusade coming up. We've got to save the baby. We've got to save and raise up a whole new generation. And we can't do that if we don't have the vision processed down to receive the blessing and the miracles. 305, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? I'm blessed.
All right. Thank you.
I enjoyed that. Very informative. And I'm going to let it just marinate with me this morning as it continues to be a blessing.
Who am I speaking to this morning?
Oh, I'm sorry. Phoebe Robinson. Happy Dr. Petra.
Okay, how you doing, Ms. Robinson?
Good,
so what do you think about the message this morning?
It was enlightening and actually shed some light on my interpretation as well of, you know, blessings and miracles, and also as a reminder, you know, getting the intellect out of the way so that the spiritual can go ahead and do what God has orchestrated it to do and not be a hindrance by my own opinions or ideology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes we can be too smart for our own self.
That's true.
It'll just be too smart. Well, I thank you so very much, and I hope those words be a blessing to you, and pass it and share it on. And if someone want to listen to today's message, they can go to our radio program, to our website, which is www.mismother, D as in daughter, C as in bonding, N as in network.org. That's mdbn.org, and they can listen to this particular program again. So tell as many people to listen to it as possible so that the blessing can be spread. Thank you for joining us today, and have a blessed day and a blessed week. Good morning, 814.
Good morning. Hi, my name is Sonia Flemings. I'm calling from Erie, Pennsylvania, and I thank you so much for the words of wisdom, the words of encouragement, the words of enlightenment, because so many times I do things but don't have a name, and it's like stumbling into it. But I thank God, because even when you had said, first you say it, then you see it, and then you believe it and walk in it. My life has been like that, but I thank God for using you to even bring it into light even more for me, so now I can even do it with purpose.
I'm telling you, it's so simple. You know, it's so simple that most people would think it's got to be more to it than that. It's got to be more to it. But if you just use Jesus as a model and you look at the Bible, Jesus is very simple. He didn't do a lot of talking. He didn't ask them what they did last week and last year and praying for tomorrow. He was right on the point right now at this moment. And that's what God showed me. Just stop all that other stuff. You're trying to intellectualize, and you're passing it over. So if I could get that across, and people get that, I think, you know, and it's going to take listening to this message again. In fact, I'm going to go back and listen to the message myself, because
Amen.
The teaching is, you know, you got to go back and hear, and I tell them that I am the student here. And as the student, I just get to share the lesson with other people. So I'm going to go back and listen to it again and take notes myself. Because God was speaking things that I didn't write down through me, and sometimes he'll give me the topic, and I'll get going, but then he'll start going in a different direction or throw something else in there that I don't even have written down, so I can't go back and look at it. But I thank you so very much for joining
Amen.
Us.
Amen. And I also wanted to say, even as far as us going forward and believing the dream, and even with the challenges, not allowing that to knock us out, because going through the no's and the disappointments to get to the yes and the miracle.
Thank you so very much.
God bless you.
God bless you, too. You have a great week. Bless me. Good morning, 347.
Good morning, Dr. Bessie. How are you doing today?
I am doing excellent. How are you?
All right, I'm fine. This is Evangelist Cecilia Davis from New York. And once again, I look forward to your session every Sunday. And this was, every Saturday from 10 to 11. And this was exciting, and I love the topic. The topic is wonderful, mother and daughter using their vision to receive their blessing. And like you said, what is a blessing? And like you said, blessing is a gift, and it's a miracle. And that is so true. And you have to have vision and dream to see it come through. And I just want to emphasize that I'm part of your vision board, and watching my vision come into reality is just so awesome. And sometimes it is so awesome just to write it out, just to have it there, just to see, because sometimes with all life problems and everything, stuff like that, we get sidetracked and things like that. But always putting God first, praying, doing the spiritual cleansing and stuff like that, it's just so awesome. And you're just helping so many people. And I pray for you every day. And may God keep and continue his blessing you so you could be a blessing to us. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. You know, I thank you for praying for me. Lord knows I need all the prayers I can get. I pray for you guys, too. I'm glad you mentioned the vision board, that you're part of the vision board. I want people to understand that, if you know, even if you don't become a part of our vision board, which we are, what, 8 or 9 weeks in, I can show you how to start a vision board process. The vision board just brings a group of people together to help you focus on your vision. And when you're focusing on your vision, we talk about it, and it increases your faith. And then it increases that belief that, you know what, I can have this. And I've seen from the beginning where someone started out with a vision that was just, you know, like, okay, well, I wanted this, and I want this, and I want that. And now the vision is just expanded to, wow, I can go here. One lady said, you know, not only do I want a house, I think I want a country house too. You know, and that just makes it expand because, you know, like, God is not only good enough to give me one house, I'm going to get me a country house. I'm going to get me one that I can go and just relax with the family, not only the one that I have here. See, that's the expansion of the mind. That's the increase of the vision. And then when you do that, everything else around you increase because then you can see, you can have all that you can see in your mind's eye. There's nothing that you can create in a vision that you cannot have. It's that, do you believe it? Do you believe that you can have it? You know, and sometimes, that's why I tell people, you sometimes have to watch your company, and not sometimes, all the time. You have to watch the people that you hang around with, because if they don't have the same type of mindset or the same aspiration for visualization, then they can sometimes talk you out or talk you down from your vision because they are not thinking or believing on that same level. And so sometimes you have to just say, okay, I need to be around people that has this vision so that I can increase and I can believe that these things are possible in my life. You know, so with me, I'm one of those visionaries that's got some stuff out there. You all know what's on my vision board. My vision board is out there. So, you know, the more you got on that vision board, the bigger it is, you know, you're going to have to hold on to some serious faith to get it. But I'm willing to hold on. I got the ropes wrapped around my arms, and I am tugging, but I'm holding on. I am not going to let go. These things are going to happen because he says, I will give you the desires, and the desires are in my heart, and I believe that his word is true and faithful. And I'm going to ride it out. I am not getting off. What about you?
Me neither. I'm sticking it out.
You know, I always tell you say to yourself, where do you go? Where do you go? If you decide that you don't want to do it anymore, what do you do? Where are you going? You might as well hold on to a vision. You might as well have a dream. You might as well believe God is going to do it. I mean, what else is there? There's nothing else but your faith and your belief in God. I thank you. It's been a wonderful conversation. It's been great for me. I hope that it's been good for the listening audience. Next week, 10 o'clock again, we'll come back on, be a blessing. And next month, our program is going to be sponsored by Evangelist Cecilia Davis in honor of her mother. And your mother name is Ms. Davis?
Dolly Taylor Palmer.
Dolly Taylor Palmer.
Yes.
And that's an interesting thing, too, because I knew your mother and didn't know that I knew your mother. So anyway.
Yes.
All right. This is the end of the program today. Look forward to it. You all have a blessed week. And remember, keep the vision in front of you. Keep the vision in your heart. Do not let the enemy steal that vision. Because that's all he does, come to rob, steal, and destroy, and you know that. So
yeah.
As long as you got the vision, you believe in God, it's going to happen. All right? God bless you. Have a great, great weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye.